Proclamation number 5392 of 14th of May, 1952. Spiritual drought. Dessert. Work of the servants. The earth has become a barren desert. No real life thrives. Spiritual drought has set in. People no longer walk in the valley of life but in a wasteland where no noble fruits of life can flourish. It has become a valley of death, for he who relies on the earth lacks the strength that guarantees eternal life. It could be a Garden of Eden, earthly and spiritually it could bring forth glorious fruits, yet the spiritual sun must then give off light and radiance, and earthly people consciously withdraw from this light and its warmth. And that is why even good seed cannot sprout if it is scattered. People do nothing to create a spiritual Eden and make themselves and their fellow human beings happy with it. They do nothing to make their field of life suitable for receiving the good seed, and they do nothing to water the garden so that the seed can sprout. Their hearts are cold and loveless, they are indifferent towards God and their fellow human beings, they stifle all good impulses with worldly thoughts, they close their ears to the divine word, and thus they walk on stony or sandy ground and cannot extract anything from it that could give them strength and help them to recover. They are sick and need much medicine for their souls. And that is why God sends laborers who with honest intentions want to cultivate the sandy desert. He sends his servants to the people who, on his behalf, lend a hand to a work that is extremely important. To make fertile farmland out of the barren sandy desert. His servants have a difficult ministry because they find little understanding. Because worldly people are not willing to be disturbed in their spiritual indolence and because they regard every work of help for their soul as a disturbance. And yet the divine word shall be scattered as seed into human hearts. Where it falls on fertile ground, good fruits can be achieved, and fellow human beings can also be impressed by the success and likewise want to create a fertile environment for themselves. The good example can inspire imitation, and God will then also bless the effort, since it is still necessary to transform the desert, to sow fallow ground with good seed. To convey the word of God to people who are willing to accept it. Although only a few will receive it with their hearts, these few will awaken much life, for everywhere they speak again the divine word will have an effect, delicious fruits will come to light. People will change, where there is hatred there will be love, arrogance will give way to humility, people will raise their eyes upwards, they will no longer look downwards at the world's hustle and bustle. They will seek the one of whom the word testifies, they will make an effort to live for his pleasure. The desert will be transformed into a Garden of Eden, but they will only see it in all its beauty with spiritual eyes as soon as they have laid aside the body and can now recognize the fruits of their striving. The laborers in the vineyard of the Lord have a difficult office. But incomparable success will beckon them if God's blessing accompanies their work. And God will bless everyone who wants to help in this time of spiritual drought and thus works for him and his kingdom. He will bless everyone and give him strength so that his work will not be in vain. Amen.